Previously on Algoa FM.
President Ramaphosa has launched the second phase of Operation Vulindlela. The joint initiative between the presidency and National Treasury, backed by the private sector, kicked off in 2020. Part two will include strengthening local government service delivery, leveraging digital public infrastructure, and driving urban densification and spatial integration. Ramaphosa also committed to spending up to 1 trillion rand on infrastructure in the medium term. Full details likely to be revealed in the forthcoming budget, due to be presented on May 21st. It's all changed once more at the top of bank major Absa. Absa's chair, Selo Moloko, is to step down in mid-July to focus on personal interests. He'll be succeeded by former registrar of banks, René van Wyk. Van Wyk knows Absa. He was briefly interim CEO when Maria Ramos left. He retired as registrar of banks and head of banking supervision at the Reserve Bank in 2016. After a cooling-off period, he rejoined the Absa board in August 2020. And on the subject of the Reserve Bank, the government has no plans to nationalise it. That was the emphatic reply from Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana in reply to an EFF parliamentary question. Business Day quotes Godongwana as saying that while 100% Reserve Bank ownership by the state would be in line with most countries and jurisdictions across the world, the benefit that would be derived from this had to be balanced against the likely large fiscal cost. The Reserve Bank has some 800 private shareholders who would have to be paid out. The benefits of 100% ownership are minimal, said Godongwana, as private shareholders are restricted to playing a governance role only and do not determine monetary, prudential, regulatory or any other policy. Policy issues are the sole responsibility of the governor and deputy governors, he explained, noting that all of whom are appointed by the president. Further afield, the US Fed has left interest rates unchanged. Policymakers say inflation and unemployment there could increase as Donald Trump's tariffs tighten uncertainty. The decision came too late for the JSE, where the all-share closed down 0.6%, the top 40 down 0.7%, Ditto London down 0.4%. But in New York, the Dow closed up 0.7%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the Nasdaq up 0.3%. Tokyo this morning up 0.2%, Hong Kong up 1.3%, Sydney up 0.3%. US dollar steady at 1.13 to the euro, the rand at 18.23 to the dollar, 20.64 to the euro, 24.33 to sterling. Gold at 3,399, platinum 987, Bitcoin just over 99,000, and Brent crude oil just on $61.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.